With government permission, German troops had entered Hungarian territory. Here and there, anxiety was aroused. One of our friends, Berkowitz, who had just returned from the capital, told us, "The Jews in Budapest are living in an atmosphere of fear and terror. There are anti-Semitic incidents every day in the streets, in the trains. The fascists are attacking Jewish shops and synagogues. The situation is getting very serious." This news spread like wildfire through Sziget. Soon it was on everyone's lips, but not for long. Optimism soon revived. "The Germans won't get as far as this. They'll stay in Budapest. There are strategic and political reasons." Before 3 days had passed, German army cars had appeared in our streets.
Okay. Moshe, Eli, and the other Jews of Sziget are hearing reports of Jews being attacked in Budapest, a big city in the neighboring country of Hungary. In 1944, the people of Hungary elected a fascist government, and this government took orders from the German Nazis. Nazi soldiers were allowed to enter Hungarian cities to terrorize the Jews and destroy their shops and synagogues. Eli is scared that the Nazis will soon enter Transylvania and do the same to the Jews of his village, and so he begs his father to sell their shop and move the family to Palestine, an area far away in the Middle East. Some Jews who called themselves Zionists had dreams of creating a Jewish nation in Palestine, the land where their ancestors had lived. But Eli's father isn't a Zionist. He refuses to leave Sziget, telling Eli he's too old to start a new life somewhere else. With the Nazis on their way, you can imagine how disastrous this decision may be for Eli's family. Let's see what happens next. Start reading after the space on page 7 with Anguish, German soldiers.
Anguish. German soldiers, with their steel helmets and their emblem, the death's head. However, our first impressions of the Germans were most reassuring. The officers were billeted in private houses, even in the homes of Jews. Their attitude toward their hosts was distant, but polite. They never demanded the impossible, made no unpleasant comments, and even smiled occasionally at the mistress of the house. One German officer lived in the house opposite ours. He had a room with the Kahn family. They said he was a charming man, calm, likable, polite, and sympathetic. 3 days after he moved in, he brought Madame Kahn a box of chocolates. The optimists rejoiced. "Well, there you are, you see. What did we tell you? You wouldn't believe us. There are your Germans. What do you think of them? Where is their famous cruelty?" The Germans were already in the town. The fascists